Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This shir should be a very, very special s'chus for Rivka Esther Bas Eliyahu Peretz. She be zocha to a zivuk hagan b'mehera and bracha v'hatzalacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. And for Shmuel ben Yamin Matishna Rachel Leah, she had bracha v'hatzalacha ma'aseh yadav. Yehuda Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, she had bracha v'hatzalacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're going to be learning a little bit of the Torahs that were spoken by Mor V'Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, Shvi Shel Pesach, near Tovshin Samach Tes. It says in the name of the Tzadikim Kadmonim that Shvi Shel Pesach is a Yom Tov of Emunah Pshuta. That's the Iker Inyan of the Yontif, to look at the Madrega of our Avos and the Yamsuf. They pointed and says that Keli Van Veyu, even though they were originally in a very big Tzara, the Medrash set talks about how it compares them to like a Yonah, this dove that runs away from the hawk and goes into this little cleft in a rock, and the snake is going after it, breathing down its neck, because if it goes into the cleft of the rock, the snake is there, and if it goes out, then the netz is there, then the hawk doesn't know where to go. So to the Jewish people, on one side was the Mitzvah, and the other side was the Yams. So they davened. There's this terrible Eis Nisayon, a very, very difficult test. And they passed it by Aminu Bashem. And that's Chus de Rizochar Kriyas Yamsu. This is the day that we can be polled with our Amunah. And the way to get to Amunah Pshuta is to be Ochiz B'maisa Abuseinu. Without machshav, without hearer, just to follow their paths, myself is simon labanim, even though we're not in their madrega. But adam nefol kafi pulosav, you do the right actions, it guides your mind. And Mori Rabbi Shlita heard a maisa from his shver, Yitzchak Yaakov Yitzchak Weizplum, heard it from his father and his father's father until the balas maisa. So, and he was, Rav Weizblum was a direct descendant of Rav Melech, Rav Elimelech Melezhinsk. The story is, and the Rebbe also heard it from his brother-in-law, Rav Uri Weizblum Shlita, who heard it from Rav Itzikol Mipshvorsk, that the granddaughter of Rav Melech, Rav Elimelech Melezhinsk, said that she was at her grandfather's home during Seder Nacht. And the Chassidim weren't there, just the family members were there. And Rav Melech went down and from a great Madrega, to the Madrega of the little children that were sitting at his table. And he explained to them very simply the Maisa Vitzis Mitzrayim and Kriyas Hayam. And 1 year his granddaughter was 8 years old approximately, asked, how could it be that the sea split in the middle and the Jewish people will go on the dry land? And he calls her over and he says, bring a pail of water. Bring a plate filled with water. They put it on the table. And he said to his granddaughter, look carefully. Pretend that this big pot is the Yamsuf. And he showed with his hand. On one side the Mitzrim were coming. On the other side the sea was going to drown in the sea. They had nowhere to run. Nowhere to run, and they had animals in the midbar. Where are they going to go? And they cried out to Hashem with all their heart. And Hashem said, "Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisol." And Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hand, and the sea split. And when that happened, Rav Melech lifted up his hand, and he placed it on this pot of water, and the water split into two sides, and then there was a path in the middle. And Rav Melech showed with his hand to his granddaughter. And he said, "That was the path b'nei Yisrael walked on." And when the Mitzrim wanted to go into the water, Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand up again and the water returned. And when Rav Melech said that, he lifted up his hand again and the water came back to where it was. And the daughter, granddaughter would tell everybody this miracle she saw when she was a little girl. Unbelievable. How she had stood on her tippy toes in order to see the water move. There's a Haggadah of one of the Talmidim, Rav Melech, Right to Dvar Pela V'Hafle, we say Kulana Chacham, Kulana Vonim, Kulana Yodim Esai Torah. Mitzvah Aleinu L'Sabri Tzis Mitzrayim, even though we're so smart, there's a mitzvah to be Misabri Tzis Mitzrayim. And everybody asks, what's the Chiddush? Where do we find that a Chacham and an Oven is part of the mitzvah of the Torah? And the Talmud said that we saw the Moisim of Melech, and even Neis Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't a big deal. The Baal HaGadol is saying that even though we're so smart, even though we see Nisim and Niflos, so what we should tell about the Nisim and Niflos back then? Cholzot mitzvah l'safer b'tzias Mitzrayim. So maybe the Nis he was referring to is what we just was Remailach, that he could split the water himself with his hand. Susa tzadikim yazer v'yogan yashia. Unbelievable. Sfasemes in the year in Truma Tafresh Mem talks about how the Hashras HaShechina came because of the Chuk of Bnei Yisrael Shebuchol Eis Shiel Bnei Yisrael Nidvas Leif Bezeichon Lusron Linus Mikdash Hashem Kasher Achakach Binyan B'achar Ken B'vinyan Beis HaMikdash just like then they had chukah, and that was what the Mishkan was built with. So too in the future, if we have chukah, we'll build a Mishkan. And he says it again in Bishen Shlach Tarmag Dibra Maschul B'Pasuk Akol Toli B'Ratzim Bnei Yisrael Sadei Chukah B'Avirav L'Shem Yisbarach Morav Mitzoni Yisbarach. If we just have enough of the chuk, it'll come. That's what it says. If we just desire, it'll bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So in the Gullus, we just have to have the chuk. So based on this, we can say that's pshat. That uncle says, Dein eloki ve'avni le'mikdosh elokod avosi va'aflach kadamoi. This is my God and I will build him a mikdash. This is the God of my fathers and I will serve him. The Ibn Ezra says, Zeh keli vanveyu kedibrei amatargein aramis. Atam zeh keli vani erza lasos lo novish yodri milolam. He's my God and I want to make him a place he can live with me forever. So based on this Fasemis, we can say that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Zeh keli vanveyu. I'm going to build him this home, this eternal home. And how do I do that? Because of Zekeli. Zekeli is a remez. Anila dodi bedodi li. If there's Av, if there's Chuka. He's my God. Zekeli. Wherever he is, you point to him. And he says, see, this is my God. So if you say, Zekeli is my God and I love him, Anila dodi, then he'll build a Meis HaMikdash. The Zekeli Manveyu is, according to the Targum, that I'm going to build a mikdash for my God, and the way to do it is the Zekeli. But you say that he's my God, and we have a special relationship, and we love him. The secret is to be emistic. Like the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov with the simple boy who saw everybody davening and he didn't know how to daven. He said, Rabbon Shalom, I don't know how to daven like everyone else. It was Yom Kippur. Everyone was davening. And he said, I don't know how to daven. But I do know the Aleph Beis, so I'm going to give you the Aleph Beis. And I want you to put them together. And the whole day he cried the holy letters. And after that, the Baal Shem Tov said to his students that this year the Midas HaDin was very, very strong against the Jewish people. And he tried to remove the Rog Zera. Nothing helped. And then all of a sudden, because of this kid's letters, everything stopped. Imagine that. The Baal Shem Tov couldn't rip up the Gzar Din. The Yidden couldn't rip up the Gzar Din, but this kid. And the answer is because it came from an emistic, a place. You have to be emistic. It has to come from deep in the heart. And then you can rip up those bad Gzar Din. And that's the Pesach is the time to do it. To show our tshuva, our tshuka, our kisufin for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's chus, we could be zochet to the binyan beis hamikdash. The Svarim HaKadoshim, the Kedushas Levi and Yisro and others often mention the Ramban, the Muna Bitachon, Perek Yates, who explains the pasuk im tiru in Torah with the Abish Atechbats, to arouse the love with the chayfetz. And when the love is aroused, you have to turn it into something, you have to take some sort of Kabbalah. So it's Kedai and Pesach on the seventh day. Take some sort of Kabbalah on yourself to be a better person, to make it into a chayfetz. And it's chus, you'll be able to be makabel Torah, botzias chas, am mishayim tabin as har selkim al harazeh, b'chiyus u'vislavus, l'avzei yisbaruch shem u'b'leiv sholem, b'nefesh chafetz, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.